A parliamentary inquiry and leaked internal documents to the ABC revealed the unregulated and inhumane killing culture of kangaroo and other micropods in New South Wales. The documents reveal how 70% of complaints made by the department staff were not followed by compliance action and have neglected the protection of kangaroos. Upper House MP for the Animal Justice Party New South Wales, Mark Pearson, spoke to The Wire's Madeline Graham about the inquiry findings.
The government department, which is questioned by us, was responsible for protecting kangaroos. But what we found was they've been captured by the kangaroo industry, the commercial industry, and they've been hoodwinked, basically, by the Department of Primary Industries protecting farmers. So as this became more and more evident of what we didn't know, and therefore, basically, we have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of ghost animals, which we know not how many were killed, not how they were killed. We don't know how many joeys were bludgeoned to death. We don't know how many joeys ran away from their mother's side when she was shot, only to be predated or die from starvation and thirst. So the vacuum was deafening, was terrifying. The inquiry was so frustrating for these department officials, they decided to copy the documents that they had been circulating to their heads in the department, saying that we have a crisis here for kangaroos. We have to just overhaul the whole kangaroo management program. Because they were ignored, they leaked the documents to the ABC 730 report, which confirmed our most serious concerns that this industry is totally out of control.
It's really horrific to read about the ways in which they are killed. I read about how they're supposed to be shot in the head. That's the most humane way. And of course, property holders are not doing that. And so there's a lot of issues with the landholder licensing program.
Yes, there are a few major concerns there. Back in 2018, the then Minister for Primary Industries, Niall Blair, put through an amendment so that landholders, farmers, believe they had to shoot some kangaroos on their property. They used to have to go to the National Parks and Wildlife Service office, get tagged, exact number of tags put on the kangaroos that they were going to shoot, and because they were just what they call let lie tags or drop tags, which means that they'll shoot the kangaroos, but the kangaroos are just left to rot, and that's they kill them purely for the reason of they believe that there's competition with cattle and sheep for feed, or that the kangaroos are eating their wheat or barley crops or whatever. Now, a lot of those issues are in question. But when Niall Blair, the then minister, took away the necessity requirement for the farmers or landholders to get drop tags, then a landholder could just get someone, or they could go up themselves, just pull up in their ute beside a mob of kangaroos, just blast them down and not have to go and check that they've been cleanly killed through the brain, check to see if there are any joeys in the pouch, and just we have to remember that, 75% of the time, a female kangaroo will have one joey. 50% of the time, she'll have two, one in the pouch and one at foot. Now, the problem with the commercial killing industry, the head's cut off. So when the shooter shoots the kangaroo for commercial purposes, that is, it's going to be gutted and then put on the back of a truck and taken back to a processing plant, they cut the head off. So the kangaroo could have been shot in the upper part of the neck, the jaw, the eye, the mouth, and we will never know that that animal took a long time to die because the evidence is left on the ground to rot. Because when the carcass gets to the processing plant, which is the only place where there's somebody who's inspecting the carcasses, and that's mainly for hygiene purposes, the head's gone and there's no evidence as to whether the animal had been cleanly shot or not. So the whole industry is all stitched up to be blatantly cruel, to be invisible, to be unaccountable, to be unregulated, and this is what was exposed.
Do you believe that this inquiry has worked and that they will listen to your recommendations? Because I've read you have three recommendations. One of them is for Indigenous people to have a say in this. Do you believe that they will follow through with this?
It's a parliamentary inquiry, so it's not some sort of animal activist organisation inquiry or kangaroo protection group inquiry. It's a parliamentary independent inquiry. And we have a senior member of the Liberal Party, former party secretary, who is telling the minister, you have to do something. So this is a very rare situation. And the evidence is so compelling that I believe the government failed to do so because a parliamentary inquiry is found, and then we have the ABC 730 program exposing leaked documents from that very department. The minister has a crisis on his hands. He has to act. If he doesn't act, then the world will judge his actions if these animals continue to be slaughtered in the most brutal, cruel way. That is not an image to the world that Australia wants. This animal's on our coat of arms. It's part of our tradition. It's the history of Australia to be slaughtering a and maltreating our icon in this way can no longer continue. My belief is that Matthew Keane, the minister, will act.
Well, that's great. Let's hope that the environment minister will.
Well, he might find himself sitting on a witness stand in the Supreme Court having to answer as to why not. And a Supreme Court judge can stop, can actually refrain, stop the kangaroo management program from going ahead if the court is of the view that if that management plan proceeds, authorised by the Minister of the Environment of New South Wales and the federal government, if it proceeds, criminal activity will continue, and that is cruelty to animals. It's under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, it's a criminal act. So if harm and cruelty to these kangaroos and wallabies is going to continue in the scale that we have devolved through the inquiry and the ABC 730 has done, then the court will not allow a minister to authorise unacceptable, unjustifiable cruelty. So if the government doesn't do something for these animals and totally overhaul the kangaroo management program, the court will stop them.
That was MP for the Animal Justice Party New South Wales, Mark Pearson, speaking with The Wire's Madeline Graham.